Hello.
Hello.
Coach, are you there?
I am so here.
All right. Well, welcome to another episode of Adderall and
Alcohol.
Your teacher podcast that talks about the trials and tribulations of being a teacher.
So many trials, so many tribulations.
So many.
So many.
There's going to be 60-70 Brazilian podcasts of the episodes of this podcast. Brazilian.
There's 60-11?
60-70 yeah. Brazilian.
I thought it was 50-11.
Yeah.
60-70 Brazilian. Look it up. It's a huge number.
Yes. All right. Well, we are going to get this episode kicked off with some teacher appreciation convos here.
Oh, yes. I could totally relate to this conversation.
I will say that it is super handy having a birthday right around teacher appreciation just because I don't really like to make a big deal out of my birthday, but it feels like it's still getting birthday gift. Like if I get a teacher appreciation gift, I feel like it's a birthday gift. I treat it as such. But
you teach elementary. So your kids like know, like they know when your birthday is. So they give you birthday presents, right?
Yes, sometimes.
I mean, like within reason, like you'll have like 3 or 4 kids like happy birthday, you know, Miss.
Yes, then, for
yeah,
sure.
Okay.
Yes, for sure. And I had some parents that, you know, because we fill out these things at the beginning of the year. It's like, what are, you know, Leanne's favorites? And so they know my favorite candy and my favorite drink at, you know, like Sonic, because sometimes the PTA will provide us with a drink like on star testing days or whatever. So they do have a list of those things. Yes.
Very nice.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I wasn't even at school for the majority of Teacher Appreciation Week because I got a flat tire and ended up.
Yeah. Happy Teacher Appreciation Week. Here's your flat tire.
I got it on Sunday night, like of Teacher Appreciation Week. I got it Sunday night and had to have my car towed because my little bitty car does not have a spare tire.
Can you just put it in your pocket or whatever?
I wish. So I towed it.
You have a tiny car.
To Discount Tire. And then Discount Tire didn't have my tire in stock. And none of them in the area had my tire in stock because they are small, low profile tires. And they didn't get it in and on my car until Wednesday. So I did not work because I had no car because I'm not blessed with multiple vehicles. So
Let me just stop here
vehicles.
And say, because you go to a store and they don't have your tire, that just proves that Billy is bougie. Billy is bougie because they don't have her tire. Like you are so
that
bougie, they don't have your tire. When I go, we got 4 different versions of my tire. When I go to the store,
they don't even have your tire, Billy. 16-inch. It's 16 inches. They don't
she's
carry
got
it.
A little roller you, skate.
Yeah, are you taking a car or your bicycle? Which is it? Because I'm pretty sure my bicycle
wheels are probably bigger.
Exactly.
Than
okay, so. We anyway. Totally driven this train smooth off the tracks.
Yes,
we're talking
I was
about
just saying.
Tires on
I was just saying I wasn't
you
there
felt
during the week.
Appreciated. Okay. Yeah. Now I'm sure the young men at the tire shop were happy to fix it for free because you're a teacher and they appreciate you. Probably.
Yeah,
not.
It was totally free. If $300 is free.
Totally. So I want to talk about some funny teacher appreciation gifts, and I would like to start by saying that none of these were actually gifted to me. So these are just funny stories that coworkers have told me about, or, you know, I have quite a few relatives that also teach. So these are stories that were passed along. So 1 year there was a child that was a redhead that was very full of energy. Okay. Lots of energy kind of kiddo.
Gotcha.
And so, the parent was very grateful for the teacher, not me, dealing with the kid and all of their ups and downs. That's a good way to put it. All of the ups and downs of that year. And so trials and tribulations, Coach. Trials and tribulations.
So many.
So the parents sent the teachers. There were at my school, you end up with three teachers. You have your science and social studies, your math, and then your ELA. So three teachers for this kid. And all the teachers got the same packaging for their gifts. So they were intrigued and they opened it. And in it was a airplane-sized bottle of Fireball.
Okay.
Cue your music, Fireball. And it was a little note attached to it that said, "Thanks for putting up with my little Fireball." Get it?
Okay.
Get it?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And then, hold on. That's got it. That was pretty good. Okay. So anyway, thanks for putting up with my little Fireball. And then it had a $100 bill attached to it, y'all. $100. Yeah.
Even
each
better.
T-shirt.
Even better.
Cash money. Cash wow. money.
That's
so
amazing.
That cracked me up because it's like, okay, I recognize that my kiddo is a hoot. And so I'm going to pay you nicely for dealing with all the craziness that it might bring. You know, I mean,
well, I can appreciate that.
Well, and we all know, like, you know, your kids, you know, like, okay, this one's extra work at home. I'm sure they're extra work at school, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
There's that. I've also seen people get, I mean, alcohol is, it happens from time to time. The parents are gifting the alcohol. And it's like one time I had a parent come after school and, told me she had something for me. And I'm like, okay, this is weird. Cause like, you know, could have sent it with the kid, but then she's like, okay, meet me out as you're leaving. And I'm like, okay. And she had a wine bottle with like a personalized label on it that was like specifically about her kid, but it was just like, thanks for putting up. It was cute and hilarious.
Yep.
So I guess that did happen to me. But anyway, cute little basically recognition for, you know, not all days are easy. So those are cute. But
yeah,
B-Dub, I know you've gotten some cute little notes from kids for sure.
I get cute little notes. I literally got nothing this year, which, I mean, again, I wasn't there Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. But I don't know that that would have mattered. Last year, I got some cute little cards from kids. I get little drawings and notes pretty frequently from some of my students, some of them, which is always super sweet. I've gotten some very sweet little pictures and things like that for teacher appreciation. One year I got a piece of cardstock that was folded up into like an envelope and stapled closed.
Mm-hmm.
And it said to, you know, me from, and then the student's name. And I opened it up thinking there was going to be, you know, a sweet little note in there or whatever.
Nope.
And I opened it and there was,
knows
there was another piece of cardstock in there that had been cut with like pinking shears into a rectangle.
Yeah. Nothing.
And that was it.
And nothing.
And that was it. There was nothing written on it. There was nothing drawn on it. There was just that.
Nothing.
Well, that's
nothing.
B-Dub. That was amazing.
I was just like, okay, well, thank you. You know, I mean, I was a sweet child, but I was just very confused.
Yeah, you just look at him like, well, where's the rest of this? Something's missing.
Yeah, that's adorable.
Where's my $5 Subway card?
I mean, $5 Sonic card, I'm going to tell you, that goes a long way during happy hour.
Yeah.
Sonic, hook it up.
Oh, yeah.
But I will say it's, I mean, Teacher Appreciation Week, it's tough. Like in elementary, especially up in my district, it's like a contest. It's like who gives, you know, who's going to give the most and the best things. I mean, it's pretty crazy. I'm at an intermediate, so it's a little, you know, it's a little different. But I definitely, like we have themed days. Like on the first day, it's, you know, give the teacher their favorite candy bar because, you know, we've all put our favorites out there, which is cute. But honestly, of course, those things are very sweet and I love feeling appreciated. But some of those student notes, because I've gotten a couple of those that are just heartfelt notes, like thank you so much. Yeah. Or, and those to me, for sure, those mean a lot because most of the time I feel like the kid initiated it. Like, man, I feel bad. I see other kids giving stuff and it's not about like, go spend $100 on the teacher. Of course, it's appreciated if somebody does that. But anyway.
Yeah, I think that you always have the few that are like going there. They're always going to give you like a, even this year I've had this kid who like every 6 weeks, literally at the end of the 6 weeks, she comes and brings me a card. And it's, you know, a $5 Subway card or Starbucks or something. It's just something that's just not a lot, but super appreciative. And
absolutely.
There's a note. It's a card that with, you know, with obviously, you know, there's, don't get me started on Hallmark and like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go buy a card. That's exactly what I would say. I'm going to buy this card. Yeah, that's what I would say. I'm going to buy this card. No, there's that. But then they would like write something else in there, like the child, not the mom, the child. Because you can tell it's the different handwriting. The child would write in there exactly what they wanted to say and what, you know, what you taught them or whatever, you know. Anyway, there's that. And then there's also like the crazy like what were you thinking, mom, when you decided you would give this as a gift? I remember one year I got like a geranium and I didn't know what it was when I first got, like, going, who left this in my room? Because I came to I was in between schools. I taught high school in the morning and elementary school in the afternoon. And I go to my elementary school, which, by the way, elementary kids, and they give so much more than, like, the younger the kid is, the more they'll give. So I go to high school in the morning and teach my high school. I go to the elementary school, and I go to my room, and there's, like, this geranium sitting on my desk.
But like a plant you could plant at home?
Well, it's like an aquarium, kind of.
Oh, a terrarium.
A terrarium. I'm sorry.
You're
I'm sorry.
Oh, this.
Welcome.
Here we go.
Welcome to Mississippi education. Sorry.
Man, Mississippi has failed him.
You have no idea how many times Mississippi has failed me.
But you know what? Just spelling Mississippi is something to be proud of, though. There's a lot of letters in that business.
Side note there, every time somebody even mentions Mississippi in my presence, somebody else has to spell it.
Are you serious?
I don't know why. It's like, it's the word.
Do they use crooked letter?
Yeah, either somebody says that M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-S, you know, great, you can spell Mississippi. Fabulous, you know, wonderful. Or somebody says that M-I, crooked letter, I. Shut up. I don't spell Texas.
So they're not even saying that
it's not impressive to me that you can spell Mississippi in any form or fashion. I don't care.
That's awesome.
That does not impress me. T-E-X-A-S. I'm gonna, every time somebody says Texas, I'm gonna go, oh yeah, Texas, T-E-X-A-S.
Yeah.
What?
Well, spelling... I want you to do that.
Okay, that was all I was gonna say was that I just the younger the kid was, the better the gift is.
Yeah.
And my poor Mississippi education taught me the wrong geranium. Terrarium.
Oh,
terrarium.
Terrarium. Poor guy.
Lamanium. Linoleum.
It's all the same.
Exactly. Anyway, somebody gave me this aquarium with plants in it.
Yes.
AKA a terrarium for those keeping score.
I'm like, that's a great gift, but not really a great gift. And like literally
my daughter and I would both love this. I'm intrigued. Keep going.
No, I literally just like, okay, I'm just going to leave this in my room. Like, okay, somebody gave it to me. And it was, I taught music at the time, so I don't see the same kids every day. So I'm like, I'm going to have to leave this in my room. So whoever gave me this, because I don't even know, it just showed up on my desk. No note, no anything, just this aquarium with plants in it. Yeah, right. So I just leave it in my room, which is also the stage/ cafetorium. The cafeteria
my
slash
school
auditorium.
Has a cafetorium. Yep. The middle school.
Well, my room was the stage of the cafetorium.
Dang, you were high tech.
So I would start class while they're still finishing lunch. in on the stage of the cafetorium. So, and I'm leaving this thing on my desk, and like about 3 days later, I come back and it is like broken. It is like broken, it is like shattered into pieces, but still on my desk.
This is not okay.
I'm like, okay, whatever kid gave this to me, because I don't know what kid gave this to me. It's like going to one, he hates my gift because he just broke it into pieces. I'm like, what do I do? Do I like salvage the, hey, this is great, but I, you know, and so I just totally threw it in the trash.
That's sad. Poor kiddo.
I threw everything. Yeah.
Well, the good news is they didn't see you every day, so they didn't know. But
well,
yeah,
maybe so.
That's a bummer.
The point I was trying to make was that, like, the younger the kid is, the better the gift.
Oh, yeah. And the older, they're beaming when they give it to
you. High school, they're not going to give you jack squat. If you teach,
well, they don't
want to
get caught giving the teacher a gift. They don't want to get caught. So, like, at my son's middle school, like, he's like, I'll give my teacher a gift card. Like, if I'm like, you got to give them. They have been so helpful. And, you know, my son's willing to slip him a gift card. Because one, he knows teachers appreciate the thoughtfulness of, hey, thank you so much for investing that time in us for before school practice and whatever. I'm speaking specifically on band here, but not willing to bring in a mug that says world's greatest band director, but definitely willing to slip them the gift card for sure. But yeah. Oh yeah. In high school, not even, I'm sure they get jumped for doing that. I don't know.
All right, we need to take a quick break because my foot is falling asleep.
Well, don't sit on it. That might help you.
That would probably help.
So. All right, back in a flash.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, you back?
I'm back. I'm is everybody back?
Oh, we're here.
My foot is awake.
So back.
Sorry.
So, I was thinking about, we were talking about, teacher gifts and things like that. I was thinking about teacher conferences.
Oh, yeah.
And I was reading one in particular, and I'm going to kind of read over one with you, and then I'm going to tell you about one of my own.
Wait, you're reading about it online or what?
Online. This is from the internets.
Interwebs. Yes.
The interwebs.
Okay.
The World Wide Web, a.k.a. Dubba Dubba Dubba.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
all the dubs.
These teachers had a meeting with a kid who would not turn anything in. I know that's surprising.
Stop it.
I know.
That
crazy.
Does not happen.
And then, of course, the parent definitely thought it was not the kid's fault. Mm-hmm. The teachers were just screwing the kid over. The kid never got the instructions. One of the best excuses that the teachers got from the parent and kid was someone broke into his locker and stole the specific assignments that he did not turn in. So here's the conversation after said locker break-in. The parent says, we don't appreciate the school or how you did not take the locker break-in seriously. So the school says, well, we looked into the situation. Camera footage confirms no break-in ever occurred on the date your student told us this happened. The parent, amazing. So you're telling me my child lied about this?
And the
administrator says, literally just says, yes. The parent, still outraged about all this, says, well, how can you be so sure? People break into cars all the time. So the administration says, well, yes. But usually there's also evidence like broken glass or other damage to the car, possibly tools are used to break in, valuables missing. You get the idea.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, eventually they moved to the topic. By the end of the meeting, nothing was accomplished. The teacher and the parent and the administration, nobody came to any kind of fruition that said, hey, okay, you're right, you're right. Nobody said anything. The parents still thought my kid has had his stuff stolen and you don't believe him, which happens so many times.
Yes,
it reminded me of a recent situation at my wife's school. She had a kid who he missed actually 2 days of school because he was sick. And so he missed some work, and they're on AB schedule. So she sees the kids every other day.
Mm-hmm.
And the
is this high school, by the way?
This is high school. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Ninth and 10th graders is what she teaches. And the mother emailed and said, hey, he's missed a couple of days. What can he do to, you know, what work does he need to make up? Well, they have a internet system to where she literally has everything already uploaded. So when he does miss, when kids do miss a day, they just go to this system and they say, oh, that here's Google what I already classroom missed. Or something.
Yeah.
It's already there. Well, she, you know, referred the mother to that and told the kid, okay, this is what you need to do. Well, a day goes by. She doesn't see the kid because he's not in her class at that day.
Right.
He doesn't do any of the work or turn it in. She emails back and said, hey, you know, here's where you find it. But I tell you what, he has study hall next door to me on this day. I'll give him the work. So she literally walks up next door. Says, hey, here's the work that you missed because you were out there. You know, get busy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at my wife's school, it's mandatory that they have iPads. iPads are their textbooks.
Yeah.
iPads are their, you know, that's, you know, it is, they have to have one.
Oh, yeah.
So he has an iPad. He literally, this is a study hall that he's in. She comes across, hands him his work. She walks out, goes back to her room. He doesn't do the work. He plays on his iPad, games on his iPad, doesn't do any of the work.
This is sounding super familiar. I mean, except we don't have the iPads, but like I'm all over this.
So to kind of make the story a little shorter, he, you know, essentially doesn't do the work, doesn't turn it in. The counselor calls him in, you know, knows that he's missed his days and knows that he's not doing his work and said, hey, essentially calls him out and said, hey, the reason that your work is not turning in and your grades are not, you know, looking that great is because of you. It's your fault.
Yep.
You're not doing the work. You know, I've talked to your study hall teacher. I've talked to your other teachers. You're not doing the work. Well, oh my gosh, his mama had a big fat cow about this. And immediately called a conference with not the teachers, not the counselor, but the principal.
Ooh.
So she calls she goes straight to the top. Says, hey, he missed 2 days. He missed 2 days. This kid's a freshman, right? He's in ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
The counselor who called him out has a daughter who's in the ninth grade also.
Of course.
And is in the same classes as this child. The principal who she has this meeting with has a daughter in the ninth grade.
Perfect. So this parent has the
same classes as this kid.
Yep.
So she is telling him, like, we missed 2 days. We're behind. I've sat down with him every night. We have 4 hours of homework every night. He's like, 4 hours. Wow, that's a lot. In his head, he's going like, my daughter does not have 4 hours.
Right. Yeah. This is made up.
She's crazy. So anyway, you know, she's telling him all this and she's like, I work with him. I sit down at the table with him. I do all this stuff with him, blah, blah, blah. He's like, well, I don't understand what you want me to do. She's like, well, his grades aren't what we want them to be. And he says, well, what do you want them to be? She says, literally, she says, that's really not your concern.
To the principal?
To the principal. She says, that's not your concern.
Well, it sounds it kind of is, because that's the whole reason we're holding this meeting is because you're mad.
Exactly. Exactly.
Good job.
Oh, so God. she continues to complain about the teachers and such. He's like, okay, let me just stop this meeting. This is the most proud I've ever been of any principal in my entire career, and I've taught for over 20 years. He says, I don't think this is a teacher problem. And I don't think this is a counselor problem. He says, from what the information you give me, this is a parenting problem.
Exactly.
Right?
Billy just cannot even right now. You stop it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I need this principle in my life.
I've met this guy twice because he's my wife's principal. I was like, I want to hug him right now. I just want to hug him.
I mean, on that same note, like this morning, whenever I got to work at 7 a.m, there were kids. There were kids outside already, which that stinks that that's their life situation. Sure. That they have to be dropped off that early. But they're climbing these giant trees. And it's like, oh, well, you know, kids want to climb trees. But in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, if I gripe at them and tell them to get down, then the parent's going to be like, they're kids. They should be able to play. But if they fall and break their arm, then the parent is going to be like, why would you let the kid climb a tree? It's so like,
yeah,
it seems so often that you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Yep.
In a lot of these situations. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
So that's all I could think of today. Like for the first 30 minutes that I was at work, like, should I have said something? Cause I didn't, another teacher said something actually. So I didn't have to deal with it. But
well, honestly, like, I feel like it's a societal thing though. You know, some people are like, oh, you know, like I have a lot of friends that are teachers obviously. And they're like, oh, you know, parents are just tough on us. And, you know, we're just trying to do what's best for the kids. We're trying to teach them responsibility and the parents are asking for extra days, you know? And I mean, I teach fifth graders and y'all, I can't tell you how many times I've had kids, like I'll give them like, oh, if you don't finish, you have to do it for homework. And it's like three problems and they'll come up. Well, see, I can't have homework tonight. And I'm like, oh, okay. And please know I'm not a lunatic. If you have a family member in the hospital or I get it. I am obviously flexible.
Right.
Life happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Like absolutely. But I'll be like, oh, why can't you do your homework? Well, I have soccer practice. I'm like, oh, so, and I do have a lot of kids that play on select teams. I'm like, oh, so do you like play on a select team? No. Where is your practice? Oh, it's like right down the road at the elementary. I'm like, okay, how long is your practice? And they're like, an hour. I'm like, what time does it start? You know, like I'm asking them all these questions and they're like 5:30.
Right.
I'm like, what time does your bus get home? And they're like 3:30. I'm like, okay, so you have like 2 hours to do 10 minutes. Like I really, but anyway, sometimes it's just not worth the fight. Okay, y'all, I have the parent conference to end all parent conferences here. Okay. I'm going to need a drum roll or something because this one's a solid.
Okay.
All right. So this was, while we're reminiscing about parent conferences, room 119. Remember that one?
Oh, my
room
gosh.
Room 119. Y'all already room know. Okay. So room
one. I'm having flashbacks.
Yeah. Are you
I'm
there?
Having, what do you call it? Is that what I call it whenever your drug use takes you back? What is that called?
It's a flashback.
I'm going with flashback.
No. Okay.
Okay. Anyway, so you're envisioning the table. I want to call it an oak table, but you know, it's probably just particle board. But the table, the fancy table we had in there that, you know,
giant table.
Right. Yeah. And it felt ominous when we called kids in or whatever. It's like, oh, you know. Okay. So,
yes.
119. So, we have a parent conference scheduled. And this is so when I was teaching middle school, and you guys are, well, Coach, you're still doing it at the middle school. But at the middle school level, we had a team planning period, for those of you that are not familiar, where all of the seventh grade teachers that teach the same group of kiddos have planning. So I was the science teacher, the math teacher would be off, like we would all be in there together. That way, if we had a common concern or whatever, we could meet. Okay,
yeah.
Into that part of the story. So there's a particular student who, guess what, wasn't turning in their papers and wasn't getting.
Oh, somebody took their work.
Yeah. Hey,
there's a very good excuse for it.
There was no theft involved here, Coach. So Billy jumped to conclusions there. It was no theft. He was having a tough time getting those assignments turned in, though. So they were new. The school that we taught at has quite a few military families. There's a military base right nearby. And so we have quite a few military families. And so they were a military family. And so they were new to the metro area. And so, you know, basically dad called the meeting and dad was like, I just kind of, you know, I was letting it go and I've been watching his grade slip and I wanted to meet. I don't know if he's having a tough time making friends. I don't know what's going on, but I just want to meet with you guys. So super like the whole point of the meeting did not feel threatening. Right.
Right.
So we get in
the dad called it
the
or
dad
y'all
called
it.
Okay. So the dad called it and he emails and he, you know, kind of detailing why he wants to meet. Great. We set the time up. Okay. So we're going to meet in 119. I did not know that they were military. I just knew they were new to town. So dad shows up and I can tell he's a military guy. And I have military some family members in the military. So I'm like, oh yeah, military, super serious. I could tell, like, very like going to be just right to the point. So dad introduces us to stepmom though. And he's like, yeah, this is the stepmom and she wants to be here and their new baby. Okay. So I'm teaching like the 13-year-old and then dad and stepmom have this new baby. So tiny baby, I don't even think 6 weeks old. So we go in, we sit down in 119 and it's my whole seventh grade team. So I'm the science person, the history teacher, we're all sitting there and I'm like, yeah, honestly, I cannot tell you what the disconnect is here because he's a good kid. He does try to be funny from time to time, but I mean, these are middle school boys and they're all kind of trying to be cute and funny, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, I was not telling the dad the kid was, you know, a menace. I mean, he was just being silly and trying to make friends because he's new, like certainly. So anyway, meeting's going smoothly and dad's like, okay, well, that's just weird though. This is not like him. Certainly we got to, you know, figure out what's going on because just being funny should not be causing him to not get his stuff done. And I was like, yeah, well, you know, sometimes he's trying to be funnier than others and whatever, but yes. So he's like, you know what, let's just call him in. And I'm like, okay. Cause sometimes, you know, we'll bring the kid in.
I love it when we call the kid in. That was always my favorite part of conferences.
For sure. Yeah. Okay. Yes. So definitely. Dad,
especially when you could tell the parents didn't play.
Oh, the parent was clearly not cool with what was going on here. And it was definitely not aimed at us. So dad was like, oh yeah, just wait. It gets amazing. Come on. So dad is like, oh yeah, let's bring him down. That way we can just get to the bottom of it and just nip it. Okay. So call him down. And when the boy comes in and sees the look on dad's face, I've never seen this child have this face before. And I'm like, ooh, this could get interesting. Okay.
Shit is about to get real.
He knows.
Yes. Shit has already hit the fan and is about to get real for you, son.
I have been that boy. I have been that boy.
You were that boy. I love it. Okay.
Yes.
So boy comes in and the dad's like, sit down. You know, and I'm like, ooh, okay. So like we're setting the tone, you know? So because I was the team lead that year, I was like, okay, so your dad asked that we called you in and we're here, you know, like I'm trying to mediate this meeting now. And I'm like, so he called us in or he wanted you in here because we were talking about why you weren't turning in your work and why your grades were slipping. And I said, you know, I told your dad to be honest. I said, you're a pretty good kid, but you try to be funny. Obviously rehashing what we'd already hashed. And so the boy is starting to kind of almost tear up because he's realizing that, you know, the silly business is over. And you're going to
have to.
It's over. The dad, in a normal tone of voice, turns to the kid and he's like, oh, I mean, like, what do you need? Do you need me to come up here and sit with you and watch you in all of your classes to make sure that you're not going to goof off and that you're going to get your work done? Y'all, the boy didn't have time to think and he was not thinking clearly anyway. And so in a whimper, he's just like, Yes. Like you really want your dad when you're okay. So he's like, yes, y'all, the dad, okay. Newborn baby in the room,
please.
And the dad loses his shit. Okay. And so this is a family friendly show and shit is okay to say, but I'm going to clean it up a little bit, but it's from Jersey, by the way. So he's from New Jersey. And he is like, are you effing kidding me right now? Are you effing kidding me? And then goes off. And he goes, you want me to be a babysitter? I am not going to be your babysitter, boy. And I mean, giving him everything. Stepmom. Okay, so I am fighting laughing because it is so hysterical. The boy is crying, like sobbing. And I'm laughing because I did not see this coming. Okay, I could tell dad was mad, but not the Jersey, like New Yorker. Are you kidding me right now? So, I mean,
forget about it.
That's exactly how it felt.
You ever kidding me? Hey.
Yeah, that's Okay. I feel like my accent kind of changed mid-impression there, that it was more of what Coach is doing there. So he's doing all this business. I'm fighting laughter. I cannot look at any of my teammates because I know they are thinking the same thing. I'm looking at Coach Hill. Right. We're all about to lose it. Like, we are keeping the lid on. Okay. And the kid is like, no, like, he doesn't know what to say, y'all. He's just fumbling further into the hole. I'm like, dude,
this is literally his first rodeo.
Clearly.
Low death.
Oh, yeah. So I look over at stepmom because I can't look at the dad because he's losing it. And I'm entertained, though, because the kid just needs to get called to the carpet and he's not going to have a problem anymore. But I look at stepmom, y'all, and she's got her little fingers plugging the baby's ears. I mean, like, 6 week old baby.
Six week old baby.
And I'm like,
doesn't need to hear. Yeah,
like, she needs.
You up? Forget it.
Like,
hey, forget about it. I'm not coming up here. Forget about it. Take care of yourself, you crazy kid.
I mean, it was a whole lot of that, Coach. I was dying. And he was basically like, if that's what we're going to have to do for you, if that's what we're going to have to do, babysit you. Like, he's comparing the boy to the baby. I mean, it's hilarious. And so, needless to say, at the end of the meeting, the son was forced to apologize and do all of these things, you know, tell him he's never going to do it again. Well, sure enough, never had a problem with the kid again. And, you know, it's just that kind of thing. It's just the come to Jesus, the one time.
Scared straight.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, he wasn't an idiot. Like, he wasn't being a fool. He was just trying to, you know, find the boundaries. Well, he found it and he had clearly.
Boundaries. Yeah.
And then, no joke, this is the kind of kid I ran into at Walmart and Target on the regular after that. And I would just see him and he'd like kind of dropping his head like, hey, how's it going? Because embarrassed it because forever. Like, y'all, this is a legendary story. That dad.
And you just looked at him in Walmart and go like, are you effing kidding me?
Are you kidding me right now? Are you really doing this right now to me? I got a baby at home. I'm trying to.
I can't tell you how many times in a conference that I would like have to turn my head to the side so that you couldn't see the like shock or laughter or whatever on my face. Cause I have a really hard time not expressing myself with my face.
And my face. I mean, I would just have to. Yeah. Well, Billy had a parent meeting. No, not a parent meeting. I'm sorry. I digress. Billy and I occasionally would have an issue with a male athlete, just any generic male athlete when we were at the school. And we were both coaches. Okay. We coached volleyball. And usually the athletes would behave for the coaches because they knew that we were all buddies. Yeah. And they knew that I would go tell the football coach, like, hey, your football players are fooling around and it's causing
problems. I'm just going to text you. Yeah, just text me.
Yeah, just let me know.
Just text me a name.
So Coach was a hero about that because, you know, these young guys, they need – it was – loved having him on campus because you were great about that. But there were a couple
– I will still show up in the class. Like, the teachers will text me during my off period and I would just – poke my head in the glass, like, where is he?
The kid ducks his head. Come like, here. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, he knows.
Oh, yeah. So when we would have those meetings, though, like, Billy, you would have an issue with the kid, and I'd be like, oh, man. And it would be during our off period, and we'd be like, man, Coach really needs to talk to them. And so then we'd tell him, and he would do that. I'm going to go find him right now. We're not going to wait to have this conversation. And so we knew – this one particular kid was going to say that it didn't happen the way it did. So we went to be like, oh no, both Billy and I saw it and it definitely happened. And so we went with you and the kid tried to deny it, but I couldn't stand there with you, Billy. Like, I was like, okay, I'm going to laugh because Coach, you were just the right amount of get after him, but they knew you cared. Like, as much as you would just get on them and be like, this is unacceptable. So, they totally know you cared, but I couldn't stay there. So I would be like, I'll be right back. I got to go grab something.
I would stand at my door and listen while I had class in my room. And I'd be like, my face, like, oh my God. And the kids would look at my face, Miss, you're so mean. I'm like, dude, I didn't do it. He's doing it. He brought it on himself.
Yeah. You're like, I'm not the clown that did whatever. Like, yeah.
In Mississippi, we call them come to Jesus meetings.
Jesus has to be met with frequently at the middle school.
I had to teach a kid when it come. I was like, we're going to have a come to Jesus meeting. They're like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, come to Jesus meeting?
Yeah, anyone? I would have been right there with you.
Anyway.
Yeah, no, I don't even know what to say.
that's a teacher student conference in the hallway.
Before we end this, because it's getting kind of long, I just wanted to throw this out there because I just saw it, and I'm sorry for kind of springing this on y'all last second, but we asked for people to share their teacher appreciation gifts, teacher appreciation gifts they got.
Fabulous. And
our friend Dana, who y'all know, she said that she was given a bottle of tequila by a freshman who she taught in eighth grade. So this freshman brought her a bottle of tequila for teacher appreciation, brought into the campus amazing. At the middle school, into her office.
Like the freshman brought it? The kid brought it?
The freshman child brought it to her. Ooh. To the middle school. Awesome. Carried it on the campus.
But not just like bottle out, right? Like in a paper sack, certainly, right?
I would hope something.
That detail is not given. It just says brought onto the campus at the middle school into my office, which at the time was just partitions in the locker room.
That's amazing.
So I love it. Dana, thank you for sharing that because that's exactly what we wanted. So.
I can see that happening. I actually got a fifth of vodka this year from a parent. And my counterpart that teaches the girls' PE, also got
the same thing.
A fifth, because
is the child a challenge?
Because no, it's children. It's two of them. It's a boy and a girl. We teach them both, and the parent thought, you teach both my daughter and my son. You both need a little something, something.
Well, that's good that they know that I know that he can be a whip sometimes.
It brings me back to, I guess it was a internet sensation kind of thing where the parent sent the teacher a bottle of wine and it had the kid's picture on the bottle of wine. And
that happened at our school when we talked together, I think, right?
The name of the wine was like, this is the reason why you have this wine. The kid's picture.
I'm telling you, I had something similar, but it wasn't
this is why
picture.
You need to drink
it
this bottle.
It was just like a little poem about, I know my kid's not, I mean, like just basically saying they're not perfect, but thank you for everything you do. I mean, it's just silly, but totally attributing it to the kid. And the kid that gave it to the family that gave it to me, the kid was a doll, but I loved them. It was a funny gift, so.
Yes.
The best gifts are from the kids you don't really need gifts from.
Yes.
Like, you don't have to bribe me, parents. Your kid's an angel. Thanks for the $20 Chick-fil-A card.
Your child is awesome.
I love Chick-fil-A. I will spend every dime of this, but I don't, you don't have to bribe me.
Yeah, your kid is like the highlight of my day. Yeah.
Yeah. So the other kids are like, "When you need to give me presents, you should just send cash. Just send cash.
I have Venmo. I have
maybe
Venmo.
Every day.
Yes, that's so funny.
PayPal. PayPal.
Oh my god. All right. Well, this has been. I just love it whenever you're on here, Coach. It's fun. You make me laugh. I hope everybody else has enjoyed it.
I'm not even really worried about how much everybody else enjoys it. I enjoy it. I always have a blast with you
guys.
It
is too much fun. And it has definitely been real.
And it has definitely been fun.
I don't know if it's been real fun.
It's been real fun for me. I'm sorry for y'all. So sorry for y'all.
Bye.
Later.